Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Parak Zayin, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So we had just said in Mishnah Zayin that if a man marries a woman and it turns out that she had a mum, so then it could be a kiddushay. If he made a tanai that she not have a mum, it would turn out to be a kiddushay tos. And if he didn't make such a tanai, he could divorce her without having to pay a ksuba. But hayba mumin va'od bebeis avia, if she had mumin while she was still living in her father's house, meaning during the period of erusin, and we just don't know, did she have this mum at the time of the erusin, or maybe it only developed later on? If she had it already at the time of the erusin and she never disclosed that to him, he's not going to have to pay the ksuba when he divorces her. But if it only developed later on, well, sorry, this is your wife, buddy, and therefore you're on the hook for the ksuba. It's up to the father to bring a proof that the mum developed later on and that the guy is on the hook for the ksuba, and it's his bad luck that the woman he was already married to had then developed a mum. But if the mumin were first found after they already had nisuin, and the husband wants to get out of paying the ksuba, he's going to have to prove that these mumin existed before the erusin, and that therefore he was deceived and the whole thing was a mekachtos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. When can a husband claim that the marriage is not a good marriage because he found out that his wife has mumin? That's b'mumin shabaseser. That's only if it's in a hidden part of the body, because how would he have ever known about such things on such parts of her body unless he was told about it? So he can claim that he was fooled. Aval b'mumin shabagalui, but if it's a mum in an exposed part of the body, einu yachalitun, he can't say that he was tricked, because mistama, he realized it and he still decided to marry her. V'imyesh merchatz bosei ir, af mumin shabaseser yachalitun, v'neishu botka b'krovosav. If he has relatives, female relatives that live in the city, then even mumin on covered parts of her body, he cannot claim not to have known about, because he probably would have had his relatives take a peek while they were at the bathhouse and notice those mumin and report them back to him. Now Mishnah Tes, ha'ish shenoldu bo mumin. If a man developed mumin after he got married, ein kofenos alahotzi, we don't force him to divorce his wife, even if she wants to leave him. Usually something comes up in a marriage that most women wouldn't be able to live with. It's grounds for divorce. She can insist on a divorce. However, a husband's physical mum is not something that most women cannot live with. We assume most women are willing to tolerate that. Obviously, that's true if he had the mum beforehand, but even if the mum was more recently developed. But Amram Shemagam Liel, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that that's true, that the mum is something she could live with? That's B'mumin HaKatanim, that's if it's a small defect. Of B'mumin HaGedolim, but if he lost a limb or something like that, so that's a significant thing. Kofenos Alahotzi, if she says she can't live like that, so then we do force him to divorce his wife to give her a get. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a woman had mumin while she was still be'erusin, so and the husband claims that this wasn't disclosed to him and she already had those mumin previously, and she says, no, I just developed the mum after the erusin, so it's up to her father to bring a raya that the mum is of more recent vintage. But if the mum was discovered only after they had nisu, and it's going to be the husband's job to bring a raya that the mum was there from prior. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. The Chum say that this whole discussion is only on a mum on a hidden part of the body, but a mum on a revealed part of the body, the husband has no taina, because obviously he would have seen that. And not only that, even on a hidden part of the body, if he has female relatives that live in that city, the husband has no taina, because his relatives would have seen that and told him about it. In Mishnah Tes, we said that a man that develops a mum is not grounds for the wife to demand a divorce, but Shmuel Gamliel says that's only if it's a small mum. If it's a major mum, then it is grounds for the wife to demand a divorce. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud and Parakas Mishnah Aleph as well.